Let's make rock and roll. First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words. Adults to say, amen. What's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm, every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome, buongiorno. Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. That is the fabulous new theme song to my show. It's called Caminante, and it is by a group called Sine Nomine from their album Spartenza, which was just released this year. They're from Rome. If you want to find out more about them, you can check out their link on my MySpace page, myspace.com/givetheboot. And that song was written by their guitarist and leader, Alessandro Girotto, a beautiful instrumental. In fact, that album is full of great songs and also features the lovely voice of Pilar, who is a wonderful singer, Ilaria Pattassini, who's featured on a number of tracks on that album. And today I've got a bit of Sardinian music for you, a bit of other Southern Italian music, a mix of things. I'm always interested in bringing stuff that you might not have heard before. And stick around until 9:30. I'm going to play a lot of great Italian folk music from around the 20 regions of the boot, as I like to call it. And we're going to start off with a Sardinian track here called Tres Nuraghes, and it is from an album by Enzo Favata, who is a saxophone player and, let's say, wind player from Sardinia, who's very well known in the jazz scene. And he made a few albums. He's made a number of albums based on Sardinian music, and this one's called Made in Sardinia, in fact, with an English title. And we'll hear from him and a little other music to come, and I'll tell you more about that when we get going. So here we are with Enzo Favata, Tres Nuraghes.
Thank you. Ecco, un gruppo da Bari che si chiama Addosso agli Scalini. E quello viene, quel brano lì, Il Giro del Mondo, viene dal disco Piripicchio. E loro nascono a Bari nel 94, quindi esistono già da 15 anni. E si sono incontrati alcuni musicisti che venivano da diverse esperienze musicali. E nel 95 hanno vinto un'edizione del Festival della Canzone d'Autore, premio Città di Recanati. E loro vivono tuttora in Puglia, che comunque è una regione di frontiera, cioè una regione molto particolare, che è un punto d'approdo di etnie e culture diverse. E quel disco lì, infatti loro ultimamente mi hanno spedito dei nuovi brani da un disco che non è ancora uscito, che è un nuovo disco che uscirà. Quindi cioè, è uno dei gruppi che molto interessanti, che mi piacciono molto e spero che piaccia anche a voi. E se volete saperne di più potete andare a trovarli su MySpace, Addosso agli Scalini si chiamano, e sono tre musicisti di Bari. Prima di Addosso agli Scalini abbiamo sentito dal grande chitarrista genovese Beppe Gambetta, ma un brano abbastanza vecchio, che viene da un disco che lui ha registrato 20 anni fa, che si chiama Dialogues, che è una cosa che è molto carina, che ha fatto lui praticamente senza avere i soldi, cioè senza avere i soldi per il progetto, senza neanche parlare molto l'inglese, senza neanche conoscere poi i musicisti con cui vorrebbe, cioè con cui voleva registrare. Lui è andato negli Stati Uniti e è andato a trovare tutti i musicisti, diciamo i suoi eroi della musica, del flat picking americano, e gli ha chiesto di registrare con lui. Quindi ha fatto questo progetto che è un disco di duetti con altri musicisti, altri chitarristi, tutti americani. E quel brano lì, Gold Watch and Chain, veniva da quel disco, da quell'incisione. E poi, proprio l'anno scorso, è uscito invece il disco che si chiama Rendezvous, che è un ritorno, diciamo, a quella idea di fare un disco insieme ad altri musicisti in duetto. Questa volta, ma non soltanto chitarristi, ma anche, per esempio, c'è Bruce Mosky che suona violino, c'è Patrick Vailan che suona mandolino, quindi tutti i musicisti poi non soltanto americani. Molto interessante anche quello. Beppe Gambetta, Gold Watch and Chain, dal suo disco Dialogues. E poi invece abbiamo iniziato con un brano interessante sardo, Tres Nuraghes, scritto da Enzo Favat e Marcello Peghin. E Marcello Peghin è il chitarrista che suona spesso, diciamo quasi sempre, con Enzo Favatta e con i suoi gruppi e progetti diversi. Enzo Favatta, nato ad Alghero in Sardegna, è un sassofonista noto del mondo del folk jazz. Quel brano, su quel brano c'era anche il bassista Salvatore Maltana, il bandoneonista Daniele Di Bonaventura e percussionista Alfredo Laviano. Made in Sardinia è il nome di quel disco, Tres Nuraghes il brano. For all of those people out there who wanted to know, Enzo Favata's album Made in Sardinia, which was recorded in 2001 in Castelsardo, in the north of Sardinia, on CC&C Records, and that was a track called Tres Nuraghes, written by himself and his guitarist, Marcello Peghin, featuring the lovely bandoneon playing of Daniele Di Bonaventura. An interesting mix of jazz and, let's say, traditional Sardinian music. And that was sort of almost like a sequel to an album that he did back in 1997 called Voyage in Sardinia, Voyage to Sardinia, which was also focused on the traditional music of Sardinia. And in the middle there played a track by Beppe Gambetta from an album of a long time ago. Over 20 years ago, Beppe Gambetta went to North America on this trip. And it's great. I'll just read you a little bit from an interview that Dan Miller did with Beppe Gambetta, where he talks about this album. The track was called Gold Watch and Chain, and it was one of the tracks that he recorded with a number of different musicians, American flat pickers, that he just basically knocked on their doors 20 years ago, went to the States on a self-funded trip. And he says here, 20 years ago, I produced my first album, Dialogues, during an unforgettable North American coast-to-coast trip where I visited and recorded with 12 masters of the acoustic guitar scene. The obstacles were enormous. I had no record label and no budget. I didn't really speak English. I didn't know any of the musicians personally, and the only way to carry all the equipment on airplanes was to stuff part of my clothes inside the guitar. I still have great vivid memories of the incredible excitement for the many first-time meetings with some of my guitar heroes, how graciously and generously they treated me, and the intense musical dialogues that we were able to create. After 20 years of life on the road, I want to celebrate the uniqueness of the Dialogues adventure with a completely new duo project that reflects the changes in time in my musical approach and the evolution of my style. So that he's talking about there is the new album, Rendezvous, which I featured here quite a lot this year. And hopefully we get to see Beppe Gambetta back in Vancouver sometime in the near future. So maybe at the beginning of next year we might be able to. Sometime next year we get to see him. He's on tour in North America a lot these days. You can probably catch him somewhere close to Vancouver at some stage, I'm sure. You can check out Beppe's website, beppegambetta.com. He is from Genoa, a wonderful flat-picking guitarist who's done a lot of great collaborations with many wonderful musicians. All right then, and just to finish off there, the third track I played was a group from Bari called Addosso agli Scalini, and a track of theirs from their album Piripicchio, and it was called Il Giro del Mondo. And you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am here for an hour and a half every Tuesday morning, and I'm happy to bring you a bunch of Italian music that you probably have never heard of in your life before. It's definitely an eclectic program of Italian, mostly folk music, but as you can hear there, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of everything, really. Next up, from a wonderful series of albums that feature the music of the 20 regions of Italy, the Tribù Italiche series, this is a group called Quarta Aumentata and their track Vai. Pani con l'amore
terra, da putini fin da grandi, si ora terra ai su comandi, si ora acqua.
Il gruppo Calicanto con loro sono del Veneto, di Padova, con la voce di Claudia Ferronato, e loro l'anno scorso hanno inciso questo disco, un doppio disco, 25 anni Calicanto, che è un disco, un doppio disco, con tutta la musica della loro carriera artistica, da ricercatori e da musicisti. È bellissimo quel brano, a me piace molto la sua voce, e quel brano lì, Polesine Scano Boa si chiamava, erano due brani insieme. E poi, andando dall'estremo nord d'Italia fino all'estremo sud, con due gruppi calabresi, abbiamo sentito prima da Quarta Aumentata, dal disco Tribù Italiche Calabria, con un brano Vai. Quarta Aumentata è formata da quattro persone: Paolo, Sofia, voce, Massimo Cusato, percussioni, Salvatore Gullacci, chitarra e altri strumenti d'arco, strumenti, oddio, vabbè, mandolino, charango, queste cose qua, e poi Peppe Platani basso, e poi hanno anche ospiti vari sui loro dischi, e loro vengono da Reggio Calabria, che è proprio il punto più estremo al sud prima di arrivare in Sicilia. E io conosco molto bene poi Reggio Calabria, che ci sono stata tante volte. Il gruppo è impegnato a rivitalizzare la tradizione linguistica, diciamo, della loro zona, del vernacolare locale. E poi mi è piaciuto molto quel brano lì, Vai si chiamava. E Massimo Cusato poi fa parte del gruppo World Music di Stefano Saletti, la Sette Soish Orchestra, che abbiamo sentito anche qui sulle onde della radio qui a Give Him the Boot. E se volete saperne di più, ovviamente andate a cercarlo su internet. Massimo Cusato è Quarta Aumentata, il gruppo di Reggio Calabria. E poi un altro gruppo, questa volta storico, Reniglio, si chiamano, anche loro calabresi. E loro, col loro brano E Stasera Camminando, dal disco The Rough Guide to the Music of Italy. And you are listening to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. It is now just gone 8:45. I'm going to be here for half the show is over already. It's amazing how fast that goes. And we'll be here until 9:30 with more Italian folk music.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Thank you. la pedresa mi risponda, lo mio padre, o ritornella, la pedresa mi risponda, lo mio padre, non mi risponda, no, non mi risponda, no, è troppo lontano.
sti bosco scura, sangue bomba, sangue gamma, tutta la paura, la stima santa rocca, la maronna e tutti santa, sangue, sangue scura, la sti pena rebriganda.
Sono un antigardero, pozza qua,
sangue, sangue, scontro, sangue. Sangue, sangue.
Mespi, Venosa, Barile, Avigliano, Rio Nero, Ruvo del Monte.
Sangue, sangue,
terra briganza, terra senza briganza. Terra bagnata da un sangue, era lo sororo di briganza. Ma terra la signora. La si fotte nel nare, si fotte nella terra, si fotte nel formigliere. Terra brigante, terra senza brigante.
Sangue, sangue, scorre, sangue, andati, vostro scuro.
Was Sangue Rebrigante, an interesting track from Vittorio Rosa from the album Tribù Italiche Basilicata. And actually at the beginning of that I just had this total flashback. It sounds like there's this little clarinet part at the beginning with just like a little interlude, and I'm pretty sure it's from a Fabrizio De André song, or maybe he used it from somewhere else. Anyway, just reminds me of that, something like that. Anyway, there we go, Vittorio Rosa. Before that, Bevono Est, they're a great group from Emilia Romagna, featuring Ciuma on accordion, and they've classified themselves as rustic and refined. Well, they don't classify them, someone else does. It sort of does really describe what the music, the type of music they make. It's a mix between old music, traditional music, new creations, and they have many albums out. You can check out their website, bevanoest.com. And we heard, what did we hear there? Polka per Pirin Pipetta. They write a lot of music for theatre, and you get that feeling there. It's mostly instrumental. Started off with, wanted to let you hear that beautiful voice of Ilaria Pattassini, also known as Pilar, from Sine Nomine's album Spartenza, and that was a track called Ritornella. She has an absolutely delightful voice, so beautiful and pure. She's actually classically trained, a chamber music singer, but does lots of crossover music, does her own stuff. It's sort of more in the pop vein, and is the singer with this group and is involved in lots of other groups. You can check her out, Pilar, P-I-L-A-R .it, I think is her website. It is 9 o'clock here on Given the Boot. Thanks for being with me this morning. As usual, lots of good Italian music. I've got more to come, so don't go away. And wanted to just let you know what's happening around town with Italian stuff. On Thursday night at the Italian Institute of Culture, there's going to be a book launch by Ray Koulos called Vancouver's Shoeshine Boys. He wrote this book, fascinating story of Italian immigrants who pioneered Vancouver's shoeshine parlor business in the 1960s. And this book is published in Montreal by Cusmano Books, featuring interviews with 20 former shoeshine aficionados. Most of the young entrepreneurs worked after school, weekends and summer holidays, earning money, which in many cases was turned over to their parents to help with the finances. It sounds like a really interesting project. It's on this Thursday night, 6:15 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, 510 West Hastings Street, on the fifth floor. And it's free admission, but pre-registration is required. If you'd like to email them, iicvancouver@esteri.it. You can also call the Italian Institute of Culture if you wanted to find out more about that, or go to their website. Also, I believe starting tonight is a series of lectures every other Tuesday from September 15th to December 9th. Dr. Shelley Reed, who teaches Latin and Greek at UBC, is giving a talk on different periods of Roman history and different aspects of Roman culture and society. The series is free and is open to anybody, but do need to pre-register for that. It says that it's full. Anyway. There you go. Anyway, it sounds very interesting. You should always check out what's going on there, because they have lots of great free things, including Monday night next, September 21st. I'm going to be giving a presentation about, about this wonderful Italian singer-songwriter from Genoa, Fabrizio De André, and it's in memory of him. He died 10 years ago this year. Sort of hailed as the Bob Dylan of Italy, I'd say, although that is, it's not, doesn't describe everything about him. But if you would like to come along, 6:15 on Monday night, please do call or pre-register by email. It is free, but if you want to find out more about the life of this wonderful singer-songwriter from Italy, he had an incredible life, a wonderful array of music starting in the 60s all the way up to the 90s, and I'll be explaining a little bit about his life with excerpts from interviews and music of his from different live concerts to show you a little bit about his life and explain exactly who he was and why he's so important to most Italians. So that's on Monday night. I hope to see you all there. And the Italian Institute of Culture has many other things going on, including cinema starting up September 25th. There'll be some more films happening, and the Italian Cultural Center also has an array of films, usually on Monday nights, the Italian movie nights, and they also have Italian courses and all sorts of other great things. If you want to find out more, check out italianculturalcenter.ca. And now let's go on to a little music from an accordion player. I seem to be a little bit obsessed with accordion players of late, but there are so many good ones, especially Italian ones. So this guy is based in Rome. His name is Ambrogio Sparagna. He's one of the most famous, let's say, these days of accordion players in Italy. And he is a musical son, let's say, son of musical parents. They were traditional musicians from Maranola. He studied ethnomusicology at the University of Rome with the very famous ethnomusicologist Diego Carpitella. And so he's a real researcher, let's say, of popular Italian music in the sense of traditional music of the people. It was interesting. I was listening to a podcast this morning on my way here. Was done at the Auditorium in Rome, and was two music journalists who were interviewing Antonello Venditti, who was a famous singer and songwriter from Rome, about the music of the 80s and just, you know, Italian music in general. And they were talking about popular music and this concept of pop music, and it's difficult to describe. And they were saying how in Italian to say, you know, la musica pop really does give you that impression of pop music in the sense of light, you know, not particularly serious and not, you know, almost a little bit on the negative side. Whereas the English sense of popular music, if you say popular music, it sounds a little bit more serious. But it is hard to describe this stuff. But popular music really, of course, music of the people. And Ambrogio Sparagna is involved in lots of different projects involving traditional and popular music from around Italy, and also particularly from southern Italy. And I'm going to play a track for you, which is called Dormi, Piccola Carina.
dormi piccola, carina, sogna fino a domattina. La paura s'allontana con la buona compagnia. Quando chiuderai i tuoi occhi, devi al sonno ricordare di chiamare anche la luna, ti farà guida sicura e tutti quelli che vedrai. Questo non dimenticare, una tenera parola, un sorriso devi fare. Fino a domattina la paura s'allontana con la buona compagnia. Quando chiuderai i tuoi occhi, devi al sonno ricordare di chiamare anche la luna, ti farà guida sicura e tutti quelli che vedrai. Questo non dimenticare, una tenera parola, un sorriso devi fare.
Cara la mia diva, la diva. lamenti.
Aspetta, aspetta. Ben so io più.
Penso te.
Piccolo, ho già detto.
Piccolo, non l'hai fatta.
Tutte quante, le pizze le galusa, tutte quante. cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
That's right. Val Cormier, who hosts that great show, Folk Oasis, 2 hours of music, folk music of all types. And we just heard a little bit of folk music. This time it was Italian. La Moresca, there, from an album put out by the Italian label Folk Club Ethno Suoni, Italia 3. Santa Paolo Meu was the name of that track. And in between there, a wonderful group from Modena, the Coro Mondine di Novi di Modena. This is a group of... how strange. Sorry. Something weird was going on with my headphones. This group, the Coro, it's a chorus of the rice weeders of... Novi di Modena, Le Mondine as they're called, and there is a really great website, mondinedinovi.it, where you can find out all this information. You probably have heard of them before if you know anything about Fiamma Fumana, this group who do a mix of Italian folk music and electronic music, dancey music, and they brought the Coro delle Mondine di Novi to Vancouver for a show. Well, actually, they played together earlier, was it the end of last year? October last year, maybe. And I didn't get to see it because I wasn't here, but this is a tradition. It's actually quite a sad story. I mean, there were these women and often young girls who were out working in the rice paddies of northern Italy and in really terrible conditions and pretty much worked like slaves. And there's a whole tradition of singing which comes from that that area and comes from that work experience. And this chorus is made up of women who used to do this job. They're called the Coro delle Mondine di Novi di Modena. And there's a wonderful documentary that was made about them that unfortunately I don't think is released yet, at least in English, but you can find out more about them on their website. And I played this interesting, it wasn't really a song, it's called Stornelli, and these are just sort of types of chants, improvised chants that the women were jokingly, you can hear them all laughing in the background, sort of egging each other on to sing something a little bit more crazy than the previous one. From their album Sevedeste Imundaris, started off with the wonderful accordion player of Ambrogio Sparagna from... an album of instrumental music from Italy, and his song, Dormi Piccola Carina. It's 20 past nine here at Given the Boot. Linda Bull is your host, that's me. I'm glad you could be with me. Sono contenta che siete qua con me stamattina. Come al solito, sono le 9:20, quindi mancano 10 minuti alla fine della trasmissione. Ho ancora della musica italiana da proporvi. Abbiamo appena sentito un po' di musica... interessante, La Moresca, Coro Mondine di Novi e Ambrogio Sparagna. Invece andiamo avanti, questa volta un brano particolare, cioè un disco particolare fatto da due cantanti diverse, una che è la famosa cantante sarda Elena Ledda e poi la cantante greca Savina Yanatou, e hanno fatto un disco insieme, Tutti Baci si chiama, Tutti Baci. Putaila è il nome della canzone e la sentiamo adesso. Questa è Elena Ledda e Savina Yanatou.
Thank you.
Dalfin da Tribù Italica e Piemonte, loro fanno una musica occitana che